Jimmy.
Yes, darling.
Before we do the whip around, guess what? You're on our podcast intro.
The Gaundi and Naz Show.
Welcome to the podcast. We have a random employee that has just joined us into the
studio. Celebrity guest.
Oh, that's right. From Minute to Win It, it is Jimmy Love.
It's great to be here, guys. I can't wait. I want to win the $1 million.
Mate, great to have you here.
Darren, I love you. You're so beautiful.
That's Darren McMullen he's talking about, the former host of Minute to Win It.
Jimmy Love, we're recording our podcast intro. You walked into the studio for a different thing, but that's just how the podcast intro rolls. It's like whatever's happening, we just keep it real, keep it fast, keep it loose.
It's random, man. Have you got anything you want to plug on it or anything you want to say?
Yeah, if you live on the Central Coast.
Yeah.
At the Bay Road Brewing in Gosford, I do trivia on a Thursday night.
Oh, this is right. He's plugging his trivia night.
Is that every Thursday night that you host it?
Every Thursday night that I host it. Don't bring the kids along because it can get a little bit inappropriate.
Do you write the questions?
I do, and I'm known for not researching at all. So half the time someone goes, you know, that's technically wrong now.
I've been to one of these nights, Maz, and I tell you what.
It sounds frustrating.
It's a one-sided microphone fight because Jimmy has the mic.
Yeah.
No one else in the crowd does. And he just rips on people.
Great.
And if you try and say something back, you know when you don't have the mic, you try and say something back, he's got all the power because he's got the mic and he loves it. Look, he lives for
this
it.
This is great. Oh, I want to see you in your element.
Well, I'll give you a VIP table one day, Maz, so you come along.
Okay, sure.
I could do that. You'll love it, Maz.
Is it a late night though because I go to bed really early?
No, we start at 6:30 and I always finish by 8.
Oh, that's actually quite decent.
Yeah, not bad, is it? Yeah.
Do you keep to time? You don't strike me as the kind of person that's a rule keeper.
I do try to keep to time. I do try because then I've got to go home and watch Q&A. So that starts at 8:30.
I thought that was on a Monday night.
No, that's on a Thursday now.
Thursday.
A baffling human being. Do you really watch Q&A?
Hang on, have they moved Q&A from a Monday to a Thursday?
Yes.
That's not on.
You're obviously that left wing that you don't even know that.
Oh, I used to like it. Then it was just a bunch of people.
ABC.
It was just a bunch of people like you offended by everything.
Yes.
And I thought, oh, guys, just get
we
over
get
it. We get
enough of
that
in the office with Jimmy Love.
Are you offended by anything this week? We should do a segment. What is Jimmy Love offended by this week? Is that offended? Mm-hmm. What have you got?
Someone was talking to me about cryptocurrency yesterday and didn't understand how it worked. And I was like, went on a 5-minute tangent about how they were wrong.
Do you understand how it works?
Well, I watched a 17-minute YouTube video on the weekend, so I got a pretty good grasp.
Oh, my God.
Everyone's an expert, aren't they, after the 17-minute video they've watched on YouTube.
Such a funny human.
How's your Karen coin going?
I've got a few hundred billion Karen coins, so I'm waiting to go to the moon and be rich and then leave you guys all on Earth.
Yeah, well, how much is that worth, money-wise?
At the moment, a couple of dollars.
Is it going backwards?
It's going backwards a little bit.
Oh, Jimmy!
Do you want to go to the moon or do you want to go to Mars, dude?
He wants to be Lambo.
I don't think you want to go to the moon.
Lambo.
I think you want to go to Mars.
I want to be Lambo.
Do you know what Lambo means in the cryptocurrency world?
What's Lambo?
It means we're getting a Lamborghini.
Lambo.
Apparently, this is what Jimmy told me.
In
the crypto world, if it does well, you get around saying, we're going Lambo.
We're going Lambo.
I don't know, did you just make that up, Jimmy, or is it a real thing?
You can go Lambo if you've got diamond hands, because if you've got paper hands.
What is diamond hands?
Paper hands is someone who sees the market go down and quickly sells because they're scared.
To most people.
But if you're diamond hands, you hold on to it till it goes to the moon and then you're Lambo.
Oh.
And
Lambo.
That's what you're doing with Karen coin when you should have sold it when it spiked. Never going Lambo. Hey, you see that in the office. What was your favourite part of the show today in the podcast?
We absolutely loved the show today. The 50K feeling was eccentric.
Oh, you didn't even listen, you traitor.
Mate.
No, I heard you talking at
7:45.
Talking at someone.
Oh, my favourite bit actually was when you said you'd go into the Big Brother house and pretend you don't know who Lindsay Lohan is.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a boss move?
That would be so funny.
To walk up to Lindsay and go, hey, what's your name?
What's your name?
That would be epic.
She'd
give you nothing for the rest of the time, I reckon, if that was to happen.
Yeah, she would.
She'd be offended by that.
Oh, you know what I am offended by at the moment?
Oh, here we go. This is true Jimmy style.
This season, every time one of the big players gets voted out, Big Brother's like, psych! Only lying. You get a stay.
Of course they are, mate.
There has been like a bit of talk about the producers are really
Yeah, like, well, otherwise
the
it'd
housemates
just be boring
are voting
people
out, and the producers are like, no, we need to keep that person in the house for a bit longer.
Like, how many times has SJ been voted out? Twice now. Yeah. Danny's been voted out. Now Tilly's been voted out. And each time, oh, the big twist. Oh, Big Brother's in charge of the big twist.
I definitely feel like we need to give Jimmy a segment. What's he offended by this week? He'll find something every single
week.
For
sure.
All right, so in the podcast today, a bunch of stuff that Jimmy didn't mention, but we will for you anyway. Janine Ellis in the podcast. Petty Origin rolls on, and the Spice Girls making a big return, Maz.
How good is that?
Yeah.
25 years ago on this day, Wannabe became the song of an entire generation.
How old were you 25 years ago, Jimmy?
Seven. Four. Oh.
4 years of age.
I still get ID'd this one guy.
I don't know why. You look quite haggard these days.
At this same bottle-o that I go to 3 times a week.
Another thing that Jimmy's offended by.
He still IDs me and I'm like, mate, we literally had a conversation 2 days ago.
Jimmy, he's just doing his job.
No, but he just really ticks me off.
All right, wrap it up. Thanks, Jimmy. Enjoy
the podcast. Stop drinking so much, mate.
Enjoy the podcast, guys.
Now, hit.com.au.
It's a really sad day for a lot of people, and I know I sound slightly sarcastic, but it's because I never tapped into keeping up with the Kardashians. But it's over. After 14 years on our screens, the final episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians has aired. It is done. It is dusted after countless thousands of hours, I would dare say, of TV footage, billions of dollars, and lots of cosmetic deals and cosmetic surgery.
I only caught a couple of episodes, and each episode I felt dumber afterwards somehow. It was very mind-numbing TV, wasn't it?
That's
not a lot
exactly
going on.
That's exactly why
but sometimes
it's so popular.
You need to just zone out.
They're not trying. Yeah. They're not trying to do anything super intelligent. Their whole premise was, we're a regular family, we have real relationships, and that is why people will love watching us go through our lives, which is what a lot of people did. And there are some people, especially Ryan Seacrest, I would say, because he was the biggest winner out of the Kardashians.
He started the whole thing, right? The executive producer.
It was his idea.
Amazing.
He was like, hey, let's get a bunch of chicks, stick them in a house, and watch that unfold. And that is literally how it all started. So his bank balance is going to be sad, as well as Carly, who's one of our friends. So she did this video on TikTok, and this is genuine.
I feel like this
despair
captures the sadness of true Kardashian fans. Take a listen if you can understand
crying. She's a mess. She's a hot mess.
I am so emotional right now about the end of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I don't know these people, but I have watched them for 20 years. Like, it was a great time.
I don't know why I laugh at people crying, but that just brings a smile to my face.
I get it. I got upset when Danny Minogue left Young Talent Time.
Yeah.
Understand. Like, it's a big deal. But you know what? The Kardashians, well, they're not going to be on our tellies, but they live online, guys. Social media is a beautiful thing. They're not shutting down their Instagram accounts anytime soon, so I'm sure you can just follow along for more madness.
If you're a massive fan like Carly, please feel free to call the show, 131060. Tell us how you're feeling. Get in touch.
Hey,
we'll get it out there for you.
That's some sad news for Kardashians fans. So do you want me to cheer everybody up? I have some really exciting news for, like, humans that love eating, which is everybody. Smiths has confirmed the wild whispers that Tasty Tubes are coming
Amazing.
Back. Yes.
I didn't know they went anywhere.
Oh, mate, they came back.
Did they?
So originally Tubes were killed off in 2001. And then Smiths came to their senses in 2007 and they relaunched them as Tasty Tubes. Then they killed them off again in 2015, just in the middle of the night.
Yeah,
ninjas went
that
into supermarkets and just took them off the shelves.
Just on that, because producer Ash does a sheet for us with some information about, you know, the stuff we've got for on air.
Yeah.
Have you read the last line? I'm guessing you ad-libbed this, did you, Ash? It says, did you ad-lib this? Did you throw this in?
Yeah, I wrote it out pretty quickly.
No,
what
this
does
is
it
great.
Say?
It says, but in 2015, the company cried, declining consumer demand.
This is from a news.com.au article.
Oh, so this
isn't
you?
That's not me. That's news.com.
Someone,
it's proper news.
That's a journalistic quote.
And it says, well, let me read it. It says, and savagely ripped the snack in the dead of the night. from shelves once and for all without a second thought for our hearts, souls, or stomachs.
It's so true.
Wish I wrote that.
Yeah, I was like, well done, Ash.
Isn't it the best quote ever?
That's passion for the food.
It's true.
That I wrote that. That is amazing.
Does anyone love them that much? Are we loving the tubes?
Yeah, mate. They're the best.
Yeah?
Absolutely. This is a really great day for Australians. We can all celebrate. I don't know when they're coming back, by the way. They haven't said that it's going to drop on a particular day, but they're back. They're coming back. Shane Warne's excited. He's already posted about it. This news broke also on Shane Warne's 50th birthday, and he was just super happy about it. The 19,000 followers on the Bring Back Tasty Tubes Facebook page are going to be very excited about this as well.
In breaking news that's just come through, the date will be 12th of July.
There you go, 12th of July.
That's the official return date.
How good is
that? Tasty Tubes. I feel like Tasty Tubes could fall under that twisties, is it a snack or a chip? Yes. Debate that we had, because what are Tasty Tubes?
They're bloody amazing is what they are.
Just delicious tubes of no goodness. One knows what.
They're dangerous for your mouth. They're so good.
The Wellness Rebellion.
It's a new episode out on a Monday, but being the long weekend, we're back on a Tuesday.
I thought I'd bring it to the table today. The sixth episode of my podcast, The Wellness Rebellion, has dropped. You can listen to it on Listener or wherever you listen to your podcast. It's totally fine. It's the same stuff.
What's today's ep about?
Okay, so today we chat to Felicity Harley, who you may know as the wife of the CEO of the Swans. Also, though, editor-at-large at Body and Soul Online. She started Women's Health Magazine and the Women Network at News Corp. She's an author, mum of three. She is...
Where do people find the time for all that stuff?
This is exactly why we talk to Felicity, because we talk to her about stress. How do we manage it? How do we identify it? And how in this day and age we can, I guess, look at all the stresses in our lives and figure out what stress is good, what stress is bad, what can we change, what can we do, we just have to suck up and get on with. She's the perfect person to talk to. So in this little bit, so Dr. Sam Hay is in this bit of audio because he hosts the podcast with me, but I asked the question about stress and is it all bad for us?
Interesting question. No, I don't. I think some stress is important. I mean, we know that when it comes down to basic human physiology that we need that fight or flight response. And I actually personally respond so much better under stress in some situations in my life. But I suppose it's about harnessing that stress, managing the bad stress and turning it into some digestible stress that actually propels you forward rather than makes you fall in a heap on the floor.
Can I ask, Sam, because you're a GP, the kind of stress that we're talking about, I love the word, Felicity, that you used, overwhelm. I think that's a really, that makes sense to me because I do feel overwhelmed with everything that I have on, a lot of it by choice, mind you. What does that overwhelm do to our bodies, our thought processes and even our sleep patterns?
Yeah, look, so I think we've got to separate stress perhaps from mood or low mood or anxiety. So stress is a state, it's a body state. And I guess if we break it down physiologically, it's the brain's response to a stressor, some sort of threat that comes in. And it actually involves a total body response. So your pulse rate goes up, breathing goes up, muscles tighten, we get very hypervigilant. We are preparing ourselves for that fight. So to put up with what's come at us or to run the flight.
That description is me in traffic running late for an appointment.
Yeah, look, underlying stress would be massive too. Stress 100%. That you don't even know that you're feeling, but it just bubbles along under the surface, right?
Yeah, it was a really interesting conversation. And I think just to have that chat and just to be able to identify in your own life, like, what is stressing you out? And are you managing it? And if not, get some strategies on how you can manage it. I think...
Did they go into any strategies?
Yeah, 100%. Okay. In every episode of The Wellness Rebellion, we leave people with three practical things that they can do under whatever pillar of health we're talking about. So there's some really good practical stuff. But the number one thing is actually just being aware of it in the first place and giving it a name and going, yep, That is the thing that's tipping me over the edge right now.
All right. If you've got a bit of stress in your life and you want to know how to deal with it, get the latest Wellness Rebellion podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Listener is a great place to do exactly that. So jump on and download that episode. Breakfast, Gaundy and Maz. 3, 2, 1.
Okay. Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
So on that, 25 years ago, that gem of a song was released, correct? But the Spice Girls, for the first time in ages, have released new music. What?
To mark the 25th anniversary. Now, yeah. I've not heard this yet, have you?
No.
We're saving a first play for on air.
It's unreleased. Nobody's actually heard it. So what they've done is they've released like a new limited edition EP titled Wannabe 25. And they've released like a cassette version, lol, and vinyl, lol, for all the oldies. But they've done a
vinyl's making a big comeback, by the way. I'd love a little vinyl set up at home.
You'll get a record player though.
Yeah, well, you can get a digital one.
You can't just, hey Siri, it when you've got to get off the couch and change the record. That's why I just feel like that's why vinyl died.
Apparently, they say it sounds better. Vinyl sounds better. Maybe. I don't know if you can hear the difference, but.
You can hear everybody groaning as they get off the couch to change the record over.
Let's hear this
over.
New music. I want to hear it. Okay. Wait no longer, guys.
Can I just give a bit of a disclaimer?
Yeah.
So I haven't heard it, but it's ballady.
Okay.
So if you're expecting Wannabe, I'm just warning you, apparently it's ballady and it's called Feed Your Love.
Here we go. Take a listen. Any high notes in there, is there? It's very kind of chilled. It actually does sound very Two Become One, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's got that kind of feel to it.
Yeah.
I actually like this song too, by the way. Had a little love, now I'm back for more. How good.
You singing on it?
Oh, great. I should have done this for Out of Tune News.
Oh, you should.
Spice Girls edition.
Hey, the EP is going to be out on the 9th of July, including Feed Your Love, and also three different unreleased versions of Wannabe. So if you love the Spice Girls, I reckon you should line up for one of those.
Are we excited about new music from the Spice Girls, or
yes.
Is it sort of just leave the Spice Girls in that time capsule of brilliance?
Can I be honest?
And anything new that they do is just not what they used to do. It's going to fall under that, I feel.
Here's what I reckon. This is just me spitballing. I don't think it's quote-unquote new music from the Spice Girls. I just think it's one from the vault that they forgot about or that the record label shut down or they were like, let's keep that in our back pocket so that we can have a sales spike when everybody else has forgotten about the Spice Girls. And so I think the song's probably old, but it's just the first time that we've heard it. So embrace it because it's the Spice Girls and they're amazing.
And the perfect time to do it too around the 25th anniversary of that song.
Yes, and funnily enough, Baby Spice is now 46.
Well, there you go.
Not a baby anymore.
She does radio in the UK, Baby Spice. Gets
Emma
on the
Bunton.
Air.
Yeah. Does she really?
Yeah.
Does she really?
Really killing it over there in radio.
Oh, good
yeah,
honor.
Baby Spice. Hey, now.
Lindsay Lohan,
yeah. The Masked Singer. It's been announced officially that she's not returning
to
The Masked Singer in 2021.
Was she a judge?
She was a judge,
She was on the judging panel, but it... But how would she have known the Australian celebrities that were on?
She didn't really.
Is that why she's not coming back?
No, well, she didn't come back to the last one because of COVID. And I thought that was kind of the end of Lindsay Lohan. But it's been officially announced that she's not. Now, you know I've been saying that I think that she's going to go into the Big Brother VIP house.
Oh, you reckon she hasn't signed on to Masked Singer because it's at a different network to Big Brother VIP and she's going into the house?
I'm going to speculate now that given that it's two different networks, maybe Lindsay Lohan goes into the Big Brother VIP house.
Hypothetical scenario. Let's just play this one out live on air. Gaundy, you get into the Big Brother VIP house, which I really think is going to happen. We've been campaigning hard. Lindsay Lohan gets into the Big Brother VIP house. You both get into the house. What is that conversation? Well, who says hi to who first? What do you get? Like, what goes down?
Well, I've told you my tactic. If I get in, I'm just going to attach myself to the biggest name celebrity in there because I know they're going to get the most airtime.
How are you going Lindsay's to in introduce there, yourself to Lindsay Lohan? Like, what is your gameplay?
I'll do what I do with all celebrities when I see them out and about in the wild.
Pretend. Oh, sorry.
Pretend I don't know who they are.
Oh. So you would be all like,
oh, that wouldn't work with Lindsay, though, would it? If I went to, hey, what's your name? She'd be very offended. Great TV, though.
Great TV.
If I went, hey, what's your name? I'm Gaundy. How are you? Do you think she would be offended, wouldn't she?
I think maybe you need to come up with something like, we need to work out what you're going to say. And I think we need to, and then when you get in the house and you're both in there, you have to do it.
Two massive hypotheticals here. That one, like, Lindsay's actually in there, and two, I'm in there as well. So that's, like, imagine
Lindsay,
if it happens, though.
I loved you in Mean Girls. Let's be friends, not frenemies. Or, like, do something from her career to, like, boost that ego, because she's clearly got a massive ego.
Freaky Friday was a ripper.
Oh, there's so many good
movies. She was in Freaky Friday, right? Yeah, that Freaky Friday was great.
Lindsay.
Okay, well, time will tell. Okay. We'll watch. She's not on The Masked Singer. We know that. Will she be in the Big Brother VIP
house?
She
better be. Otherwise, this whole conversation is redundant.
Well, it was a hypothetical, like you said. As here to give you a petty origin update.
This is great.
It's on.
I've just realised in the last week that I really love confrontation. I've shied away from it in the past, but I'm stepping up to the plate for Petty Origin, and we're going there.
Yeah, we're taking it to the Queensland team. It is the first of 5K for our new Instagram accounts, and I've got to say, they've taken the lead, and this is just not on.
But they did have an extra day. They didn't have yesterday off, so they've sort of been spruiking their campaign for a little bit longer than we have now.
Need you to get behind it, New South Wales. So they set the challenge to us. They are currently sitting on 2950. We are 2810. So we're about 140 behind.
It's close.
Yep.
It is a race to 5,000 Instagram followers first. They will be crowned the superior breakfast show, which we know in our hearts and our minds is us. So we just have to show them that.
I'm surprised they've got the lead, by the way. I thought we'd absolutely smash them early, but they have taken the lead, which...
It's okay.
Yeah, I know, but it just makes me nervous.
No, don't be nervous.
It makes me nervous, if I'm honest.
I'm quietly confident because I just think now that this has happened, this is when people in New South Wales stand up for what they believe in and they go to war. This is an all-out war of Instagram accounts, and ours needs to win, okay?
If you have any pride in this state whatsoever, just jump onto the Gaundy and Maz Insta and hit the follow button. It takes 2 seconds. Now, here's the thing. We want to put something in it for you. We know that we don't want it to all be just about, you know, going and hit the follow button. That's not what we're about.
We want to reward you.
And we've pulled off.
For your dedication.
We have pulled off a double blindside. Yeah. We've done a double blindside on the Queensland show. We initially steamrolled them in the beginning, which everyone got behind. What we've done this time with a double blindside is we put up an idea to them once they set the challenge to say, hey, look, let's buy 4 or 5 jerseys. The winning state gets those jerseys. We'll pay half, you pay half, whatever.
Yeah. Just to get some sort of reward in there for our loyal listeners.
They declined the offer, believe it or not.
Yeah,
Queensland.
I believe it.
Declined our offer. That's how much they care about their listeners.
That's
they don't care.
Classic Queensland behaviour.
So we retracted our offer, blindsided by them by taking the money we were going to put into the original idea and putting it all into New South Wales.
Hell yeah.
Doubling the amount we were going to do. And we've gone and got tickets to game 3.
That's right.
And jerseys.
Yeah.
To wear to the game.
For someone who follows us on Instagram at Gaundy and Matt. So tickets to game 3 of Origin and a bunch of jerseys up for grabs for our followers.
That's right.
On our Instagram.
Do we know, are they doing anything for their followers that we know of now? Or are they literally just asking people to follow them and giving them nothing back in return?
Well, we haven't actually told them we're not going to shout their jerseys anymore.
Oh, so they think we're still doing that.
They still think we're doing
hence
it.
Hence the double blindside.
Yep. So, they've got nothing at the moment. And
they've never
nothing.
Had anything anyway.
We'll Queensland. See what retaliation they come back with. But they're still beating us, so they have that.
That's okay. For now.
What's with every time we come up with a great idea for them, they just go running? They're just like, they're too scared, and then they're going to come up with some poxy other plan.
It's because they retreat.
And then we come up with an even better plan.
Yes.
All right, all comes down to who gets first to 5K, though, because at the end of the day, we'll be eating our words.
I know. That's all right. No, I'm not nervous. I have faith in our incredible listenership across all of New South Wales that we will win this challenge.
Surely we can overtake them by the end of the show today. They're on 2950. We're currently on 2871.
And then we just need to tick along to 5,000. Someone's going to go to game three on us, get a bunch of jerseys, and then we can all move on with our lives.
Let's win Petty Origin, New South Wales. Let's go.
It's time for Toddler Tales.
Got some rippers this morning.
Oh, let's get stuck into it. Cassandra in Griffith, good morning.
Good morning. Whoa. How are you?
Hey. Is that your toddler in the background?
That's my 11-year-old, but it's him who I have the toddler's story for, yes.
Amazing. Okay, tell us your toddler tale.
Well, when he was a little boy, so he was three, he was always inquisitive, had to know how everything worked.
Yeah, great.
One day he decided he wanted to know how our windscreen wiper on our Volkswagen worked, so he was playing with it, pulled it off, and then tried very hard to sticky tape it back on.
Oh, bless.
Yes, it's just that inquisitive moment. I've got to know how this works, so I'll just pull it off and fiddle around with the wires.
But what a little genius and a little engineer for trying to fix it. That's great problem-solving skills.
Did the sticky tape work?
I think for about 10 minutes until Daddy worked out what was actually happening. So, yeah.
That's my solution to everything. Sticky tape.
Yeah, sticky tape.
Sticky tape. If it doesn't save the day, get someone else to fix the problem.
Super glue.
Yeah, super glue's a good one.
I'm not sure how accessible the super glue was for the toddler. Thanks, Cassandra. Jenny and Coffs, hello.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, honey. What's your toddler tale this morning?
Okay, this is quite some time ago and we just moved to the country and we're driving home along a little country road and the children had never seen a turtle. So my husband stopped and picked the turtle up so they could have a look at it in the back of the car. Anyway, it poked its head out and one of my little girls goes, "Oh no, it's a snake!" And she's gone and chucked it. It's hit my husband in the back of the head. It started peeing and turtle pee's whizzing through the car everywhere.
What?
He's yelling and screaming. He's managed to get hold of the turtle and get it out of the car after we all got soaked in turtle pee.
Jenny's lost it halfway through the story. God. That's when you know the story's good.
That's
good
memories, so dramatic.
Good memories. Good memories.
Good times.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I don't know. You're the first person, Jenny, that I've ever met that's had a turtle wee on them. That's quite amazing.
I was gonna. That was my next question. I was about to ask, does it stink? Is it a stink?
It took about a week to get it out of the car.
Yeah.
It was horrific, absolutely horrific. But the look on her face when she says, "It's a snake," and she's just chucked it. It's hit my husband in the back of the head. And then it's just whizzing through.
That's hilarious.
Love that, Jenny. That is priceless, that one.
Surprised your husband didn't wee everywhere at the same time. It sounds harrowing.
That's going to be hard to top this morning. That's a good one from Jenny. Let's see how Karen goes in Woongarra. Morning, Karen.
Morning.
Hey, Kaz. How are you, mate?
Good, good.
You going to top the tale for us this morning?
I certainly do. It was when my youngest was a toddler, about three, walking into the shopping centre one day, and she was a fan of the Pussycat Dolls. Had watched it on, you know, MTV or something.
Yeah.
And I stopped to talk to a friend. Next thing I know, I looked over, and those poles that are out the front of the shopping centres, she's there dancing up against it. And I was absolutely mortified.
A
3-year-old. It was terrible.
Oh, my God. And that's the thing. Amazing.
We often sing along to these songs not knowing exactly what they mean as a kid. Don't you?
Wow.
Going nuts.
Wow. Yeah. What did you do, Karen?
Oh, I've just, like, tried not to make a big deal of it. And I'm like, oh, come on, darling, let's go. And, yeah, but it was, like, too far. People had seen it and we're already laughing.
Oh, my God, you got to laugh because otherwise... What do you do?
Some great toddler tales this morning. I can't go past Jenny and Coffs Harbour for the $100 of the iconic, 100%. Though. The turtle pea is a great one in the
turtle
car.
Turtle power.
Love them all, though, so please keep them coming through. We do this weekly, so if you want to send them through to our socials, you can also text us as well. We have the text line number 04800 18900 as well.
Thanks, guys.
Gwandy and Maz's podcast is the complete package. Brand new Mazda BT50. It's the only ute that's a complete package.